Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to the radio program Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful to you for tuning in with us today. This has really been an awesome summer, and so today we're going to be talking about the miracle of birthing a new renaissance of divine love. The Company of Heaven told us at the beginning of this year that due to the collective awakening humanity has experienced over the past 25 years, we had finally reached a critical mass, a tipping point, that would enable us to utilize the celestial alignments and outer world events of 2012 to co-create a renaissance of love on planet Earth. Today I'm going to share some information with you about the God-victorious success we had in this holy endeavor. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Today, through our collective consciousness, we're going to co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet as we move through this hour together. As you listen to the information that I'll be sharing with you, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because somebody told you it's true. Listen to your inner heart and ask your I Am Presence, which is your true God Self, to reveal to you the truth of this information and how you can apply it to your life to fulfill your divine plan. Today we're going to be functioning in the eternal moment of now, which means that whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our Archives On Demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your I Am Presence. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and will work together to heal the maladies manifesting not only in your life, but on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future is not here yet. So all we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind as you listen to this information and be here now. The first thing I want to do as I share this amazing information with you is to thank those of you who physically attended the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination in Kauai on the island of Hawaii. The Company of Heaven is grateful for this service, and I am grateful that you were willing to expend your time, energy, and money to serve as instruments of God on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth. I also want to thank the millions of people around the world who added your light to this awesome facet of the unfolding divine plan from wherever you were on the planet. The Company of Heaven wants all of you to know that for your selfless divine service, your name is being written in the Book of Life for all eternity. It is really impossible to express in words the magnitude of what your willingness to be an open door for the light of God that is flowing into Earth at this time means for humanity and the ascension process that we are all in the midst of. But the Company of Heaven has given us a brief biography of you. Please take these words into your heart and contemplate the truth of who you are. This is the biography of you. The most important factor in Earth's ascension process is you. Your willingness to to be an open door for the light of God is the key to the fulfillment of the unfolding divine plan. You are a magnificent, multifaceted, multidimensional child of God. You are a reflection of our Father, Mother, God, and all that our godparents have is yours. You are a radiant sun, expressing all of the various frequencies of divinity that are pulsating within the causal body of God. You have volunteered to be an instrument of God, and you are participating in the greatest shift of consciousness ever experienced in any system of worlds. Together, we are co-creating a new octave of Godhood. Your service to the light is expanding the body of God without measure, and you are lifting every particle of life ever breathed forth from the core of creation into the dawn of a new cosmic day. And so it is. We have successfully birthed a renaissance of divine love. Since the beginning of 2012, we've been moving forward at warp speed on this planet. We experienced monumental influxes of light through the new year, the vernal equinox, the solar eclipse, the lunar eclipse, the Venus transit, the summer solstice, the Olympic Games, and the celebration of the 25th anniversary of harmonic convergence. Each one of these opportunities gave humanity the ability to greatly enhance the light that we were adding to the world. Together, we co-created a tipping point that allowed lightworkers around the world to join forces with the Company of Heaven to birth a renaissance of divine love that will change the course of history for humanity, the earth, and all life evolving upon her. The vehicle that was used for this multidimensional event was the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination, which was held in Kauai, August 11th through the 16th of this year, 2012. I would like to share with you the events that took place during that vitally important facet of the unfolding divine plan. On Saturday morning, August 11th, we were greeted by an exquisite double rainbow in Kauai. This gift from the Company of Heaven appeared in the sky for several minutes, then it faded away completely and appeared again just a few minutes later to let us know that it was not just by chance that we were being blessed by this heavenly manifestation. The World Congress on Illumination began with the opening ceremonies on the evening of August 11th. There were approximately 700 people in attendance from more than 20 countries, and we were blessed with the music from the Goddess Chant Choir of Kauai and a sacred hula from the Auna Hula Dance Group of Kauai. A kahuna high priestess and her kahuna brothers then performed a divine ceremony that opened the portal of Kauai to new breaths and prepared for the influx of light that would take place during the week. Information was shared from the Company of Heaven that revealed the divine intervention that has taken place during the last 500 years and the quantum shifts we have experienced since the initial impulse of harmonic convergence, which occurred the 15th, 16th, and 17th of August in 1987. As the opening ceremonies progressed step by step, the I Am presence of those in attendance and then those joining us in consciousness from around the world co-created a chalice of light that enveloped the entire planet Earth. This chalice projected a multidimensional pillar of light that ascended from the heart of Mother Earth into the core of creation, which is the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. The I Am presence of every person involved and the company of heaven, made the heart commitment to sustain this chalice of light as an open door through which the light of God would flow throughout the conference. August 12th was the closing ceremonies for the Olympic Games that were being held in London. These games had been building in momentum for the past 17 days. During that period of time, dedicated lightworkers all over the world used the collective focus of humanity's attention to download patterns of perfection from our newly activated planetary cause of divine love. Because we are one with all life, there is no separation. Therefore, we have the ability to set the divine intention for the energy, vibration, and consciousness that was released by the people focusing on the Olympic Games. We invoked the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and asked that the thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs that were associated with the Olympic Games be purified by the new frequencies of fifth-dimensional solar violet flame, and utilized to transmute the human miscreations that have been causing all of humanity's pain and suffering. We ask that this intensified purging transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back to humanity's initial fall from grace, which took place eons ago. Due to the urgency of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have given the Company of Heaven permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold when we are adding to the light of the world. This is true for every single person evolving on this planet. Whenever you are focusing on the light and invoking the light of God to add to the light of the world in whatever way your heart directs you, the Company of Heaven has been directed to amplify your efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. That means that every invocation we make now has the power of 1,000,000 people invoking the same thing. Just imagine, with that divine intervention, it's easy to see why the prophets and seers of old foretold of a coming time when our transformation would take place in the twinkling of an eye. During the activities of light at the World Congress on Illumination on August 12th, we utilized the collective energy, vibration, and consciousness of the billions of people all over the world who had, in one way or another, focused their attention on the Olympic Games during that 17-day period. In unison with the Company of Heaven, we then invoked the most intensified cleansing with the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame that cosmic law would allow. Following that unprecedented cleansing process, Archangel Michael directed his legions of power and protection to utilize the infinite light of God to seal the spaces where those grossly mutated patterns previously existed. This cleared the way for an activity of light that was orchestrated by the mighty Elohim, who are the builders of form, and the directors of the earth, air, fire, water, and ether elements. These beings of light worked in unison with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, and together we co-created a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential upon which the patterns of perfection for our new renaissance of divine love could be encoded for all humanity. Another activity of light that took place on that sacred and holy day involved a special consecration of all of the waters of the world. With the assistance of the directors of the water element and the precious undines who reflect the divine intelligence within water all over the world, the maximum profound healing properties of the waters of the world were capable of receiving encoded programs of new frequencies of healing into every molecule of water. 80% of the world reflects water. 80% of humanity's bodies reflect the water element. So this consecration raised every particle of water on Earth into a higher expression of divine healing. On August 13th, Alpha and Omega, the representatives of our Father, Mother, God from our central sun, directed some of the planets around the Earth to anchor stabilizing shafts of light into the sun of even pressure, which pulsates in the center of the Earth. The intent of this divine intervention was to brace the Earth in a force field of protection that would prevent us from experiencing an orbital shift as we received the new and extremely solar frequencies of the flame of transfiguring divine love from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. It was revealed by our God parents that this new fifth-dimensional solar frequency of transfiguring divine love was the critical essence of God that was necessary in order for humanity to be able to birth a renaissance of divine love that would affect all life on this planet. In 2001, we experienced the very first frequencies of transfiguring divine love. This intensified influx of light was secured in every person's heart flame by our Mother God, who is the feminine aspect of deity that we have always known as the Holy Spirit. At that time, we were told by the Company of Heaven that that particular frequency of love was the mightiest force in the universe. Now, through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, the flame of transfiguring divine love was ascending into higher frequencies of crystalline solar light. This would enhance the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential that was necessary in order for us to birth a renaissance of divine love on this planet. On August 13th, after the shafts of light from the other planets in our solar system were secured in the sun at even pressure, we were joined in the heavenly realms by our loved ones who have crossed over to the other side and who are now assisting us and all humanity with our ascension in the light. During an activity of projected consciousness, these precious souls escorted those of us who were gathered in Kauai into the realms of illumined truth, where we were greeted by Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection. These magnificent beings of light then escorted all of us into the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. Held in the embrace of our Father, Mother, God's unfathomable love, the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the flame of transfiguring divine love were anchored in each of our heart flames by our I Am presence. Once this was God victoriously accomplished, we were escorted back to Earth by Archangel Michael and our loved ones who are on the other side. As we descended into the atmosphere of Earth, we magnetized the new solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love from the very heart of God. Then, on the holy breath, we secured this sacred fire into the heart of Mother Earth. Mother Earth then breathed the solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love out through her crystal grid system. And the I Am presence of every person on Earth absorbed that sacred fire and breathed this divine essence of love into his or her heart flame, permanently securing this unique expression of divine love into the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar heart chakra of every person on Earth. The crystalline solar frequency of transfiguring divine love is the vibration that will initiate the divine alchemy that will transform our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies from carbon-based cells into crystalline-based solar light cells of infinite perfection. This transformation will perpetuate our ascension process and lift us into frequencies of vibration that will transcend the pain and suffering on Earth. August 14th was our day to traverse Kauai north, south, east, and west, expanding the newly anchored solar flame of transfiguring divine love and further opening the portal of light through which our new renaissance of divine love would be birthed later in the week. We began the day with an activity of light that expanded the force field of protection that had been placed around humanity's pineal gland, literally the gland of every person on Earth, during the global event that took place on November 11, 2011, that was coined 11-11-11. That would allow every person to experience the new solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love with the least amount of cellular stress in our bodies. After that was accomplished, we invoked the Elohim and the directors of the elements of earth, air, fire, water, and ether to prepare the elemental kingdom on Kauai and the rest of the earth to receive the powerful patterns that would be encoded in humanity's RNA and DNA structures when we birthed our renaissance of divine love. After our morning activity of light was complete, the attendees at the World Congress on Illumination listened to their hearts and spent the rest of the day traveling around Kauai, communing with the elemental kingdom and expanding the light within our chalice. The next day was August 15th, the day that is celebrated in the outer world as Mother Mary's Ascension Day. On that holy day, Mother Mary joined with our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout the universe in an activity of light that was designed to help heal the schism between the people who are struggling and suffering on Earth and those who are awakening and moving forward into the light. The way to most effectively heal this schism is for those of us who are awakening and moving forward in the light to extend a helping hand to our brothers and sisters who are so buried in the pain and suffering of their own lives that they cannot see the light. Remember, Jesus and many great avatars have said that we must be our brother and sister's keeper. That statement was not just religious rhetoric on his part. It was a profound truth that is a critical and necessary factor for our successful ascension in the light. The final step of preparation for birthing the renaissance of divine love on the planet took place later that afternoon. In a powerful activity of light involving our I Am presence and our fifth-dimensional body elemental, our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven assisted every person on Earth to begin the divine alchemy of transforming our carbon-based planetary bodies into crystalline, solar-like bodies of infinite perfection. After that phase of preparation was complete, all was in readiness for our Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity to birth the divine love, the new renaissance, into our newly created fluid field of unmanifest divine potential on Earth. August 16th was the final day of the World Congress on Illumination, and the day that our new renaissance of divine love would be birthed on earth for the benefit and enlightenment of humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. Once again, as the sun rose in the sky that morning, we were blessed with a magnificent double rainbow. Our closing ceremonies began with a sacred activity of light that was conducted by the kahunas. This event expanded the portal of Kauai into higher frequencies of light than Earth had experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. Then our wonderful musicians blessed us with songs and music that opened our hearts to full breadth. When the energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity and the Earth had been raised to the highest possible frequency, the company of heaven, in unison with the I Am presence of every person on Earth, began the divine ceremony that would birth a renaissance of divine love on this blessed planet. During that cosmic moment, all creation was focused on this tiny planet. The sons and daughters of God from every ascended level of being projected their love to Earth through the divine matrix of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Since the influx of light from the various activities of 2012 had allowed the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love to be downloaded onto the 12 crystalline solar strands of humanity's RNA and DNA structures over the year, all was in readiness to receive the awesome gift of divine love from our Father, Mother, God's divine matrix. In oneness with the I Am presence of every person on Earth and the entire company of heaven, the I Am presence of those in attendance in Kauai affirmed, I am the cup, the Holy Grail, through which the light of God now lifts every particle of life evolving on this precious planet. I am my I Am presence, and I invoke my Father, Mother, God to release the love flowing through their all-encompassing divine matrix. Beloved ones, project this love into the heart flame of every person on Earth and direct every person's I Am presence to expand this love until it envelops the entire planet Earth. Once we completed that invocation, the Earth expanded to become a blazing sun of divine love pulsating in our solar system. Then, on the holy breath, Mother Earth magnetized the love of God that was flowing through the divine matrix and projected it into the sun of even pressure in the center of the earth. As the love of God merged with the divine momentum pulsating in the heart of Mother Earth, she breathed this unfathomable influx of love into her crystal grid system to embrace all life. Our Mother God then invoked the fifth dimensional solar archangels of transfiguring divine love from the very core of creation and asked them to traverse the planet north, south, east, and west. In response to our Mother God's call, these selfless messengers of God descended into the aura of every man, woman, and child on Earth, whether he or she was in or out of embodiment, in preparation for an activity of light that would bathe the planet in previously unknown fifth-dimensional solar frequencies crystalline flame of transfiguring divine love. On the holy breath, this wondrous love penetrated into humanity's crystalline solar heart flames. And the I Am presence of every person became an open door, inbreathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this monumental force field of love throughout the earth to envelop all humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of earth. After this fourth field of divine love was secure, Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection descended into the atmosphere of earth to anchor mighty shafts of light throughout the planet, which would brace the earth and create a force field of protection. The divine intent of this intervention was to prevent any outer world cataclysmic events from taking place during the unprecedented influx of light the earth would experience as we birthed a renaissance of divine love. These extremely powerful shafts of light from Archangel Michael and his legions of light were first secured within the countries of the light workers who had selflessly volunteered to travel to Kauai to form the transformer through which the light of God would flow to birth our new renaissance of divine love. Those countries were Argentina, Aruba, Australia, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Canada, Cyprus, Germany, Honduras, Israel, Mexico, New Zealand, South Africa, Sweden, the Netherlands Antilles, the United Kingdom, and 32 states in the United States of America. After that facet of the divine plan was complete, Archangel Michael directed his legions of light to reinforce the vulnerable places in the body of Mother Earth that have been created by an unaware humanity. This included the wounds created through nuclear testing, drilling for oil, mining, fracking, and every other atrocity we have inflicted on this precious planet. Archangel Michael's legions then reinforced the cracks, faults, fissures, and tectonic plates in the body of Mother Earth. Once the Earth was secure, our Father Mother God breathed into their divine matrix the patterns of perfection from their causal body that would birth a new renaissance of divine love on planet Earth. This wondrous influx of light flowed through the portal in Kauai and into the mighty transformer that had been formed through the unified heart flames of those gathered in Kauai. The lightworkers in Kauai then projected this awesome light into the heart of Mother Earth, who in turn breathed it through her crystal grid system and into the mental and emotional strata of the planet. As these precious patterns of perfection expanded through the mental and emotional strata of Mother Earth, the I Am presence of every person on this planet encoded these patterns onto the newly activated 12 solar strands of humanity's RNA and DNA structures. Thus, God victoriously birthing a renaissance of divine love in the physical world of form on planet Earth. Now, moment by moment, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth is permanently integrating these patterns at an atomic cellular level into our mental and emotional realities. step by step the sacred knowledge contained within our newly birthed renaissance of divine love is filtering into every person's conscious mind and feeling world. The predominant frequency of vibration reverberating through this renaissance of divine love reflects humanity's oneness with all life. It also contains the patterns of perfection that will allow us to express reverence for all life with every thought, word, feeling, action, and belief we express as beloved sons and daughters of God. The solar flame of transfiguring divine love, reverberating within the patterns of perfection in our newly birthed renaissance of love, is a perpetual vibration from our Father, Mother, God's divine matrix, which embraces every particle of life throughout the whole of creation. This love is the pulsation from which every other attribute of God emanates. It is eternal and cannot be destroyed or diminished. Whenever the solar flame of transfiguring divine love is invoked, it will enhance and alter the very fabric and texture of our Father, Mother, God's divine matrix, which positively affects every particle of life from all time frames and dimensions. Our newly birthed renaissance of divine love is now healing the illusion of separation and duality within the hearts and minds of humanity. It has begun the process of rejuvenating, revitalizing, and making whole every particle of life evolving on this planet. As we tangibly experience the patterns of perfection within our mental and emotional bodies from our renaissance of divine love, we will know and accept the profound truth that we are one with all life and that there is no separation. We will clearly understand that with every thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we express, we are either adding to the light of the world that affects the whole of creation in a positive and wondrous way, or we are adding to the shadows of the world, which affects the whole of creation in a destructive and negative way. That means every thought, every word, every action, every feeling, and every belief. It is time for us to take charge of our lives. Time for us to monitor what we are empowering with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It is time for us to go within to the divinity of our heart, to quiet ourselves, to meditate, to ask our I Am presence to reveal to us clearly the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that are encoded now on our DNA and that reflect our renaissance of divine love. As these patterns surface into our hearts and our conscious mind, we will be able to implement them through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, changing the courses of history and moving this planet forward into the God's victorious fulfillment of her ascension process. We were God victorious in this holy endeavor, and now the renaissance of divine love is in the process of reclaiming this planet. At long last, the love of God has once again taken full dominion of Earth. Humanity will now joyously co-create the heaven on Earth that is our divine destiny. And so it is. Now, precious hearts, please join with me and all of the light workers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness as we invoke the light of God to to accelerate the tangible manifestation of our new renaissance of divine love. Feel this flame of transfiguring divine love, the new higher solar frequencies of love than you have ever experienced, now pulsating through your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, surfacing into your conscious mind, into your mental world, and all of your feeling nature. And in this space, we affirm, I am the perfection of God. We now know through new levels of consciousness that all energy comes from God, and everything that seems like solid matter is actually pulsating divine energy. All life is one and responds instantly to this new frequency of transfiguring divine love. Through my heart flame, my physical body is refined and filled with light. Therefore, I am in the world, but not of it. My heart flame expresses love, awakening me to the voice of my I Am presence. The purpose of my earthly existence is becoming clear. I am a co-creator with my Father, Mother, God, thus mastering my physical reality as I transform it into the crystalline perfection of the fifth dimension. Within every electron of humanity's solar light bodies, the cosmic nature of divine love now exists through this new renaissance that has been birthed, continually emanating perfection. I see and feel the original crystal clarity of every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. Within this crystal clarity pulsates the immaculate concept of all physical matter, infinite perfection. Through the balance of the masculine and feminine polarities of God within me, an indisputable aura of divine love and power has formed on Earth, creating the new solar frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Humanity and planet Earth, awake. This is our cosmic moment that we have been preparing for eons of time. Step into the fifth dimensional frequencies of our new renaissance of divine love. We are co-creating the new Earth in all of her infinite perfection. Be the perfection of your true God reality. Know, I am, I am, I am. Now I express the decree to the electrons in unison with the entire company of heaven and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I speak directly to the electrons and the atomic and subatomic particles and waves of life and the spaces in between these particles and waves of life as I command them into God's infinite perfection. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, and through the full power of the newly activated solar threefold flame pulsating in my heart and enveloping my four earthly bodies, I speak directly to the divine intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies, the earthly bodies of humanity, the bodies of Mother Earth, the elemental, and the angelic kingdoms. Beloved electrons, through the power of God, I am, I command that the flame of purity in the central core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continuously and permanently. Through the power of God, I am, I direct the crystalline white flame of purity to remove any of the shadows that are cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and those of humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and Mother Earth. O sacred flame of purity, cast these shadows into the new solar frequencies of the violet flame and transmute every rate of vibration which is discordant or causing any form of limitation in my life or in the world. As the flame of purity quickens the vibratory rate of each electron, I clearly see the cloak of darkness being cast into the new frequencies of the solar violet flame. All shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life, and all of the shadows created by humanity through all time frames and dimensions, are being instantly transmuted into light. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity expanding, expanding, and expanding in every electron on Earth until everything causing limitation in my life or on the planet can no longer exist. I am in the crystalline fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection that transcends anything less than light. As the power of God, I am. I accept that this purification is being accomplished now, even as I call, through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity the earth has ever known. This purification is God victoriously accomplished, and I accept that this sacred flame of purity will intensify within every electron of precious life energy, daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take, until this planet and all her life are wholly ascended and free. Now I invoke a cosmic dispensation from the heart of my Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am, all that is. I am the immaculate concept of my I am presence, and I am one with all life evolving on this precious planet. My I am presence is abiding within my fifth dimensional solar light body, the crystalline perfection of God's eternal light. I am now holding the sacred space until all life on this sweet earth is ascended into these frequencies of crystalline perfection in the fifth dimension. And so it is, beloved I am. I now invoke a cosmic dispensation from my Father, Mother, God on behalf of all of the precious electrons. In the full power and authority of the presence of God, I am. I make this call to my Father, Mother, God, the celestial giver of all life, and to my Mother, God, the beloved Holy Spirit. I invoke a cosmic dispensation that no longer may the electronic light substance, our gift of life, the substance of the universe, be misqualified or imperfectly clothed by the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of the sons and daughters of God. I invoke a cosmic dispensation wherein these electrons will be invulnerably charged with purity's flame in action, transcending all that is not of the light, and passing through humanity's earthly bodies, which are the open doors for its expression in the physical world of form. This electronic light will remain within the crystalline purity of the fifth dimension, an invincible armor of solar transfiguring divine love, emitting perfection, but allowing none of the discord of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, or emotional lower human consciousness to change the vibratory action, color, or sound of its comforting presence. I now contemplate for a moment what I have just decreed, and I begin to fathom the blessing humanity's heartfelt call to the flame of purity that is pulsating in every electron is for the precious electrons serving all life now, making them open and receptive to the solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love, reflecting moment by moment the patterns of perfection for our new renaissance of divine love, which have now been birthed into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, into the hearts and minds of humanity, and encoded on humanity's new activated 12 solar strands of DNA. I realize, as never before, that I have come to Earth to love all life free, and through my concentrated efforts, in unison with the company of heaven, so I shall. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional crystalline light body. And I breathe deeply and gently as I absorb this bliss and project it forth through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, blessing all life on this sweet earth. Precious heart, I am so grateful for you and your willingness to add to the light of the world. You are a precious gift to humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Feel these energies assimilating at a cellular level through your earthly bodies. Feel the joy and bliss as this energy expands and expands, enveloping the entire planet Earth. I want to remind you that you can go to our website, which is eraofpeace.org, and on our website we have years worth of newsletters in the archives that are available for you to read of information that's been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven over the years. We also have 13 webinars that you can watch for free that give you information and guidance that will help you through these wondrous and miraculous times that are often challenging as the discord from the past surfaces to be healed and transmuted all over the world. You can also sign up to receive our free monthly newsletter that I will mail to you via email that gives guidance and information that's timely and available from the Company of Heaven. We also have a section that has our books and tapes and DVDs, CDs, and things that will help you in as you move through. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America. And on the website, you can go into where it says speaking engagements and see if we're going to be in your area. And if you sign up for our monthly newsletter, we'll send these to you when we're going to be in your area, the announcements of when we're going to be. We normally have about one free seminar a month throughout the year at different places all over the planet. Excuse me, all over the United States. And that light is expanded throughout the planet on the internet through our webinars and newsletters and things. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today, and I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God and for your selfless service to the light on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Please join us again next week for a powerful activity of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.